haven't weighed in on this yet in regards to the Nord Stream gas sabotage. There's a lot of mudslinging going on, and I'm just going to give my opinion in regards to how it was done, who possibly did it, and why.
Are you the kind of person who's run out of feelings to hurt?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
What, wah?
Then we have the Redonkulous swag for you. And we have multiple locations where you can get it. Go to the Stream Elements store or Crypto Fashion and embrace your inner fat punisher. Because after all,
there's a little bad pop in all of us. Even your mother.
Shirts, stickers, mugs, and hats are on sale now. Your support helps keep us independent from big tech and keeps this life-saving train on the tracks. Links are in the Meat Gazer box.
In my personal opinion, this is some sneaky-ass backward shit here. And to be honest, it took place roughly in a war zone. Active war zone, which pretty much has every intel satellite for every country scrutinizing every goddamn meter of the land, sea, and air above that active battle space. So, people know who did it. Someone. And we probably won't find out for a while. Do I think the United States possibly did this? It is well within their skill set to accomplish this mission very easily. All right, so this one here is from Reuters. We're talking about the gas bullshit. Let's see, I believe this took place. Two different pipelines in separate areas were hit at the same time. It's the European Union states to believe the damage was caused by sabotage, but have stopped short of naming anyone. Said it was obvious who was blamed, but it did not say who that was. Alright, so they're going on, they're talking about Putin, and this is like a money pipeline for Russia, you know, coming right down here into Germany. Wow, that is pretty good. Now, from just reading this stuff, I think it was sabotaged by a power that has the ability to do so, to remind Germany that they royally fucked up by depending almost solely on natural gas coming from Russia. Okay. I remember when Trump brought that up, and you literally saw pictures of all the German, you know, individuals represented in that meeting were laughing at him when he brought this up. All right. I can say a lot of things about President Trump. Idiot is not one of them. He's brash, has a loud mouth, doesn't give a fuck, which in today's day and age we need in copious amounts. Now, I know some people like, fuck that guy, la la la. Now, listen. You have to look at the facts. Take the emotion out of it. When that man was sitting in the Oval Office, our economy was booming. We had the lowest unemployment rate for minorities ever. And there are, I don't know, 13 or 14 pages of this guy's accomplishments just in the 4 years he was there. And quite frankly, the powers that be ran a coup against him. That's the only thing I can call it. Stand by. All right, back to the why sabotage the pipeline. One of the main reasons, is my opinion, why the Russian pipeline to Germany was destroyed was, one, to show excessive vulnerability to that weakness. Two, Germany pretty much calls the shots for EU because what I've seen of the EU system, virtually every country is a parasite leeching off of the money that Germany is putting forward to run the EU, which, in my opinion, is a huge clusterfuck in and of itself. All right, so I guess there's going to be a lot of people in Germany very upset and very cold. All right, they don't. Here's something that could be a fix for this in the future. Let's go back up here. All right, so under the ocean here, there is oil, there's natural gas, there's everything these countries need. It's just they don't have the desire to drill for it, or what have you. Maybe, they've been sold on the Green New Deal, got it, but they live in a very cold area. The Green New Deal isn't working out so good, and I can predict, if we get through this without any major fucking issues, a lot of these countries are going to start drilling for their own resources, and rightfully so. All right, so let's just, I think that's enough about in regards to these articles who, are giving us a nebulous answer of who, what, where, when, and why. But let's just show you a couple pictures here. And doom. All right, here we go. These are unclassified images of Navy SEALs doing a lockout operation off of a submarine. Okay, now I'm still trying to figure out what the unclassed distance on this particular piece of equipment is. And I do not know offhand. But, this is pretty much how it's done. And the Navy SEALs do this all the fucking time. This is like one of their bread and butter missions. All right, if you need something blown up in the ocean, you call the fucking SEALs. Because that's what they fucking do. All right, and any of the SEAL teams have the ability to do this, not just SEAL Team 6. Okay, there are a lot of SEAL teams out there that do other things. Now, why I think, the Navy SEALs were, on top of the list for doing this operation is we actively have the equipment, we have the men that can do it, and shit just fucking happens. Now, I don't know if a three-letter agency decided to get involved and pull some strings, because that has happened in the past in other theaters of operation. I've been present at several meetings where Alphabet Agency individuals showed up and, they gave their intel dump. I can't really go into any more detail in regards to that. But the whole thing turned my stomach. Three-letter agencies should not have the authority to command any military unit to do fuck all. Period. So if that was the case, that's a huge no. These orders should have come directly from the president. That's it. All right. Here's the new mini subs. I suppose this one here probably has more information on it. I'm not going to get into it right now. But the thing is, submarines, for the most part, can be detected via satellite. It is exceptionally difficult for a boomer class sub, which ideally was one that has the lockout ability. These are pretty big. Could be fast attack. Not sure if the Navy still uses those. I got a shot to ride on a fast attack sub in the Puget Sound when we did a combined op with the Navy. When I was trained up to do the scout swimmer shit. By the way, that job sucks. I just did it because I was told to do it. I got voluntold. And all I really did was an ass load of swimming, pull security, swim back to a Zodiac, go back to the sub, and that was it. I did fuck all, but I could barely keep up with those fuckers. They are, listen, they're in their element, man. That's the water. It's not me. Can I swim? Fuck yeah, I can. But I was never motivated to become a Navy SEAL, mainly because, you know, I have no problem with the ocean or lakes at all. I go on them quite a bit. The only time that it fucks with me is when I can no longer see the shore. Because if I can see the shore, I know I will be able to swim to it. I'll be exceptionally unhappy when I get there, but I can do it. If I can't see the shore, then that really fucks with my brain pan. So, yeah, in the past, I've done counter drug with the U.S. Coast Guard, and I was not a fan of, you know, being in those small little boats, you know, in the rough seas, and you can't see the shore. And I swear to God, those motherfuckers, they had rigged up their boats, so when you use the toilet, there's a huge cloud of just shit stank that goes over the top of the fucking the boat. And I spent about 6 hours of the 8-hour trip fucking vomiting over the side of the boat, man. It was fucking miserable. Fucking miserable. But yeah, this is nothing new. This is well within our skill set for the Navy to do this. Now, France, England, they have the ability to do this as well, but they do not have the large fighting force on standby to do this as we do. So, I think, in my opinion, you know, there's probably two or three reasons why the pipeline got fucking hit. And, you know, most of that is just showing weakness. And maybe to help speed along, you know, the rest of Europe basically condemning Russia for what they're doing in the Ukraine. Which, in my opinion, it sucks, but we're evil, hairless monkeys. And we tend to attack each other and we come up with new ways to kill each other on the regular. So it is what it fucking is, man. It's absolutely crazy. All right, now here is some of the shit that these Navy SEALs go through. All right. So we got the five, they have the 500-yard swim, the push-ups, sit-ups, pull-ups, 1.5-mile run. I had to do all of this stuff minus the 500-yard swim. It was only 200 yards in uniform. And, you know, push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups. We did the 2-mile run, and then there's the 12-mile ruck march in there. That's for the basics for special operations for the United States Army. All right, so you see here where they have the 500-yard swim. The minimum is 12 minutes, 30 seconds. But to be competitive, you need to be 9 minutes and 30 seconds or better. 75 push-ups when I was in my 20s was a joke. No problem. Curls. I don't understand. I don't really know what a curl-up is. Maybe it's a chin-up of some type. I don't know. There's pull-ups. 15. I mean, I could do 22 on the regular when I was young and light and in shape. Not so much anymore. That's what happens when you get older. So don't get old. All right. And they actually make it harder for their officers. So look at this, 825, 98, 91, 21, and 859 for the 2-mile run. That's pretty fucking fast. At my best, I don't know if I could even come close to that. Never been a fast runner. I was always a good enough runner. But no matter how far we went or how much weight was carried or the terrain we had to fucking traverse, every time the commander turned around, I was fucking standing there, ready for action. And I had a platoon sergeant, became Sergeant Major Dietrich. And one of the best compliments he ever gave me was, "Pop, you can hang." Meaning, he never saw me fall out of fucking nothing. Not one time. Injured, freezing, what have you. Never happened. All right, so this is the time frame for their naval special warfare. You know, 8 weeks, max 12 weeks. They got the 3 weeks BUDS orientation. Now, basic underwater demolition SEAL training, 27 weeks. Then you got SEAL qualification training, 19 weeks. Parachute course, airborne school, given by the United States Army, 4 weeks. So, from start to finish, to be a SEAL, you're probably looking at now 1 year and a quarter in time, because a lot of these classes probably don't happen back to back, and there's waiting time and stuff like that. It's very similar to Green Beret, except they have up to 1 year of language training after you've done all the other horse shit. And in my opinion, when I went through Special Forces training, I tested out on Spanish, and back then I only needed a 0+, 0+, barely made it. And what that meant is I can communicate in Spanish at like a second grade level, which is fine. I don't care. Other than that, I got over. That's one of the big get overs in my life. So like maybe I jumped the gun there and probably should have pushed harder to go to language school. But I was young, dumb, and full of something that rhymes with dumb. And I just wanted to get on with my life. So it is what it is. But yeah, this is fucking nuts. And we are training these guys. You know, I think they run 4 to 6 classes a year. And they're trying to refill their ranks because they lost a lot of people because we're at war for 20 fucking years and that burns people out. And I believe they are short on people, but they still can do what they got to do. Now, what I'm trying to say here, all right, I'm just pointing out that we have the resources, the equipment, and the men to do this job. We are not on the same side as Russia, so it is a very good possibility that the United States had a hand in this in some way, form, or fashion. Now, if I officially found out something like this and happened, I'll be the first to tell you, you know, OBSEC or not. All right. I believe the United States citizens deserve a right to know exactly what the military is fucking doing. Because it is quite possible that if you lose control of that, it's just a matter of time before they use the military on you. All right. Let's see what we got here. Okay. And this is, another one here, underwater demolition teams. These are pretty much the precursors to the Navy SEALs. And, you know, we've literally been doing shit like this since World War II. Here's all of the bullshit we've been in right there. Talk about the early history, naval combat demolition units. Like, this is nothing new. All right. Now, if it was an American sub, my best guess is it would have to be within 10 nautical miles of the pipeline for the range of the small subs to carry the SEALs there to do their job and then return them. Now, getting into those ocean areas are probably heavily monitored. And, hang on, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. Let's go back to the map here. Yeah. All right. So, these waters, especially in the choke points down here, where you have to travel through and by, you know, other countries, I can almost guarantee you that those underwater lanes are heavily monitored. And if we had an American sub in there, chances are it's going to show up on their logs. And it's just a matter of time before that comes out in the media at other places. Not so much here first. It'll be covered up. if we did this. But, I mean, look at that. Come on. Get the fuck out of here. A sub is a big fucking object. And we, meaning the Western world, you know, over the past 50 years, have developed ingenious ways of detecting boomers and submarines underwater. So, you know, they're not going to be able to keep this secret forever. Sooner or later, it's going to come out. That is my take on this goddamn, you know, Nord Stream pipeline. I'm just saying that we have the motivation, we have the equipment, we have the men, the training. We have men who've been at war for over two fucking decades. This mission, if it was executed by the United States Navy, literally is a cakewalk mission. All right, this is as basic gets.